Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. Lord God, we come to you collectively as a unit, Lord God, to just continue to do what you have purposed for us to do. Lord, we ask that you bless this podcast, that you bless us as the deliverers of the word, and that you also bless those listening to us. Lord, we know that whatever we stand in the need of, that you will provide. We love you, we honor you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? What's going on?
Hey, y'all. You have tuned into our second episode of the Can We Talk podcast. I am Niecy.
I am Seneca.
And we are super excited to bring this podcast to you guys. This podcast. Go ahead,
babe. Yep. I was just going to reiterate what you were saying, but go ahead. You got it.
This podcast will focus on love, life, and marriage, what it takes to get there and what it takes to sustain and maintain.
Right. Not throwing hands, not no physical stuff, none of that. That's what we about. But I hope everyone's had a great week and you're enjoying your significant other, or you're just out running errands, taking care of business, whatever you're doing. I hope you're enjoying doing it.
Yes. Today's topic was supposed to be secrets to a successful marriage, but in the wake of the events of the last 24 hours, I think I don't know what we would be. I'm still kind of shook up from yesterday.
Yeah, hearing the news of Brother Chadwick Boseman kind of touched everyone, if I'm not mistaken. Here this guy is, man, 43 years old, young dude, young brother, doing his thing,
made an impact on the world,
just an all-around good dude. I mean, from not knowing him personally, but to see him out and about and just handling his business, you know, and to hear the sad news, it just breaks everyone's heart.
It does. And he touched not only our culture, but cultures around the world. You know, people of all races enjoyed him, watching him portray. And that's the thing. He portrayed Black people in such a positive light. He didn't take any BS roles. He made sure he took roles that left an impact on, you know, he left his imprint on the world, on everything that he touched. You know, it was just amazing. The Five Bloods, Get On Up,
Mr. James Brown, Jackie Robinson.
He played Thurgood Marshall.
Right.
Been in so many things, and you know, most famously to the world as Black Panther. It's hard because his strength at a time where the majority of us would have been so weak, he pressed on and pushed through, even after, you know, a stage 3 diagnosis in 2016 that progressed to stage 4. And we never knew that he was suffering from anything.
Right. So that should tell you something about people. You never know what anyone is going through, but just the strength of people, just in their individual lives to be able to push through anything like that or any circumstance and then to still come out on top.
Right,
man,
right.
God is good.
He is. We never judge a book by its cover. You know, over the last few months, there have been a few photographs of him out, and
most of the world thought he was, well, all the world, we thought he was, you know, slimming down because he was getting ready for another movie. We didn't know that he had colon cancer. But an amazing man, life has been cut short. Everybody has a purpose. My heart goes out to his wife, Tiffany Simone Ledward. They got married. Well, I think he proposed to her in October of last year. And they got married very, you know, very quietly, secretly, but he passed with his wife and family by his side. And they're, I can't imagine how she feels as a wife, as a spouse, to know that her husband, you know, her husband, she shared her husband with the world. They dated 4 years. She shared him with the world, and just to be able to walk a path with someone so significant, it has to be heartwarming to know that he was loved by so many people.
Right.
But heartbreaking because his life ended so soon.
Right, right. Definitely. Yeah, he touched everyone, you know, everybody of all races, of all cultures, of all backgrounds. Him playing King T'Challa was just, you know, brilliant. So, you know, shout out to the director for casting him and that whole team. I mean, just a good group of actors and actresses that just portrayed Black Panther, you know, in a light that needed to be seen.
And praying for the Howard University family as well. He was a graduate of the Howard University in Washington, D.C., HBCU, where he gave the commencement speech a couple years ago.
Right, sure did.
And, you know, encouraging the graduates that, you know, if you take the road with the failures, if you take the road that nobody else takes, you'll be on your way to success. And every word I've ever seen him speak, or, you know, seen in print that he has spoken, has been very, very encouraging. So to his family, should they ever listen to this podcast, that they are definitely in our prayers, they are definitely in our thoughts. We know it is not easy, but please hold on to those memories that remain.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think we touched on that enough. I'm starting to feel some type of way.
Right. But moving right along.
Yeah. So we celebrated our anniversary last weekend. So that was our gift on our anniversary to you guys is what's this podcast. How has things changed for us? It really hasn't changed for us. At 19 years, we did a lot of reflection. And the countdown to 20 is like, it's here already. I didn't think it was going to be so fast. So fast.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So what did we do for our anniversary? What did we do?
We relaxed.
We relaxed.
We chilled. Because of the pandemic, ain't much you can really do. Some places will allow you to dine in, but others won't. So we don't want to put either one of us or anyone else in any danger in chancing anyone being contagious or catching this COVID-19. But other than that, man, we just chilled and relaxed. I believe it or not, I got her to have a cigar with me. And this was her first cigar. For those, well, let me start off. For those that don't know, yes, I like to smoke cigars here and there. I picked it up some years ago. Me and my homeboys was just out and about, and they wanted to try it, and we tried it, and we liked it. So, we just kept doing it. But I had slacked off of it, and here recently I just picked it back up. But it's definitely something that will relax you, get things off your mind, chill you out and just, you know, you can have coffee with a cigar. You can have an alcoholic beverage with a cigar. You can have some Kool-Aid with a cigar. You can have whatever you like with a cigar. And I guarantee you it'll be the best hour or hour and a half that you'll have, whether it's to yourself or whether you're with friends or whatever the case may be.
Right. Shout out to Perdomo.
Perdomo Cigars.
Not sponsored.
Right. Not sponsored. But she tried the Perdomo 10th anniversary champagne. And she really enjoyed it. So that's what we did on our anniversary. I had the 20th anniversary Perdomo Maduro. And it was all right, you know, for her first time. She actually enjoyed it. So, you know, and I enjoyed the company. But overall, man, that's what we did. That's what we did. Something different, something new, something we both enjoyed. So, you know, just trying different things and new things. So I'm gonna ask you guys, what's something different that you guys do or have done for your anniversary or for your birthday for that matter? So, you know, don't be afraid to hit us up on social media, whether it's Instagram or Twitter. So, you know, let us know what you guys have done that's kind of different or out of the ordinary that you probably wouldn't have done.
Twitter handle is CWT Podcast 2020. And on Instagram, we are Can We Talk Podcast 2020. All one word together. I did enjoy my cigar. I did. Truth be told, that was the third cigar. That was my third cigar. My first cigar was a couple weeks ago on my birthday. And I don't know anything about cigars, but the third one on our anniversary, I felt like I was achieving something spectacular. You know, I learned a little bit about them and, you know, how to smoke them and things like that. So I really enjoyed that aspect of our anniversary. Just being able to just kick back and just reflect over the past 19 years, well, 24 years, but being able to sit back and reflect over all those years, it really meant something. And so I'm grateful for that. Shout out to our middle son, who will have a birthday on Wednesday. 20 years old.
Whoa. That's
our middle son will be 20 years old.
That's interesting.
Happy
right there.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Yeah, man. Happy birthday, man. Love you.
We love you. We love you. Be safe out there.
Yeah.
What else? Hurricane Laura.
Man.
These hurricanes coming through here tearing up stuff. I mean, they just, you could tell by the names that they just gonna be tearing stuff up. And, you know, that's not a joke or anything to anyone listening that was affected. But these hurricanes are nothing to play with. They are just as bad, if not worse, than a tornado.
Right. So
and tornadoes are definitely nothing to play with. But evacuate. It's been said to evacuate. Please evacuate. You cannot replace your lives, but you can replace your homes, your cars, the material things. So when there's an order to evacuate, please get to safety. Understand that some people may not be able to evacuate, but just please drive to safety, even if it's driving up the highway and having to sit it out.
Right, right.
Just please be safe.
Right. You know, I just hope and pray everyone in Louisiana is safe.
And Texas
along that border. You know, so, but again, like she said, man, these hurricanes are no joke. So by all means, if you can evacuate, please evacuate.
Right.
If not, I mean, you know, prayerfully you can find high ground and be able to survive it. You know, so, but again, man, do what you guys need to do to make sure you and your family are safe.
That's right. Safety first.
Safety first.
Jacob Blake.
Oh man, that's that everyone knows the situation and what happened. I'm sure you've seen it on the news or on or online on the internet, or you've had discussions with your friends and family. But I mean, for me personally, being a black man, me personally, I just can't see the reason for those officers pulling their guns and utilizing them when a man is walking away from you. Right. Or for that matter, even if you have him in close proximity, as you have with you and several other officers, why the guns? Mm-hmm. Why the guns? Why did you have to pull the trigger? What was it that made you pull the trigger
and shoot him in the back?
And shoot him in the back.
Seven times.
Not one time, seven times. Seven times. You know, growing up, you know, when you grow up, even for females, you grow up in the hood. I mean, you know the rules. You know the rules. Anybody turn their back on you, that's just something you don't do. That's like you breaking a code. You don't break that code. And it's in life as well. You don't break the code.
I think it was done in front of his children too. So that was another thing that was a little disturbing. But the thing of it is, they did not kill him. It's like, I saw a post that's like, our ancestors are pissed. They told him he would not die. They have to live with this walking reminder of what they have done to someone, to this man, and not just him, all the ones that came before him.
Right. Regardless of whether he was of his background, whether he was of a warrant, regardless of all of that, he's a human being. So you mean to tell me you'll treat another human being this way and not give a damn about it? I mean, that's just something to think about. I mean, you wouldn't want to be treated that way. You know, I'd rather lose in a fight than to get shot in the back any day.
Right.
Well, any day.
Let me tell you about something else. I don't know if you heard about it. Sergeant Damian Lamar Daniels in Texas. Did you hear about that?
No.
All right. So check this out. Yesterday, it kind of went viral yesterday. He was killed. He's 30 years old, black man. Who was the subject of four mental health related calls before he was killed during a struggle with three Bexar County, Texas deputies Tuesday. And they're just saying that this incident should have never happened. I'm so tired of reading articles like this. They got mental health calls about him first, and then they turn around, they shoot this young man. It says Daniels called the sheriff's office himself Monday night to ask for help as he felt paranoid, but declined to be taken to a hospital. Deputies responded to two welfare check requests from Daniels' family on Tuesday. And it was during the second check-in when one of the officers shot and killed Daniel after attempting to take his gun. So, and that is according to the San Antonio report. I'm over it. I am so over it. Like, at some point you get numb to things like this. At some point you have had enough. You know, when is enough enough?
We are all very different. Our taste in food, our taste in music, and even our taste in apparel. Yet, we are all very much the same in needing those very same things to survive. Native Links Apparel is a clothing line for the people, by the people, bringing it all full circle. Because we are definitely one of a kind, yet we are all here for a purpose, you know? Linked. Head over to Instagram and follow Native Links to get your tees, short sets, hoodies, and more today. Snatched. Nah, girl, I don't mean your edges. I'm talking about your waistline. Cut to precision like the diamond you are. Started by Emma Lane Ute, Diamonds Fit Apparel has something for everyone. Right now, I am wearing my Diamonds Fit waist trainer made of latex with a zipper closure and 7 steel bones in its new design, which supports you with flexibility and durability to shape your tummy and define your waistline while you're maximizing your curves to achieve an hourglass figure. And the best part, sizes go up to a 9X, so no one is left out. I wear my trainer under my clothes, doing laundry, working out, cooking, or just whatever. And in just 2 weeks, I noticed a major change. Head over to Diamonds Fit Official, Diamonds with an S, on Instagram, or DiamondsFitApparel.com, DiamondsFitApparel.com, and use code Diamonds with an S, 10, for 10% off your order. You'll be glad that you did. When is enough enough?
That, you know, I think we're all at the point of saying, you know, we're numb to it, we're over it. Something has to change.
It does.
And, you know, something does have to change.
It does.
People have to understand that, you know, again, racism is a learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's a learned behavior.
Right. That's right. Children, you look at children on the playground, they don't see color. They play with one another. They hug one another. They genuinely love one another. Racism, hatred, all of that is taught. It's taught.
Absolutely. And I'm sure everyone else, you know, is at a point to where they're tired of looking at it as well.
And we're tired of being hashtags.
Right.
We're trending for the wrong reasons. Our lives are being made examples of, out of. It's unfair. Speaking of unfair, yesterday would have been the 79th birthday of Emmett Till. 79. So Emmett Till was accused of flirting with a white woman, but then he was kidnapped and lynched at 14. At 14. 65 years ago. So this has been good. This is our history. You know, it's definitely hard to accept. It's hard to deal with. And some of these things, you know, that you may learn about in school, but you don't learn the whole truth. You know, it's edited. We have to do our own research and learn about our culture, our community, our history on our own.
Right. And definitely teach someone else.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to speak your mind about certain things, especially after you've done your research. You know, when you see something is wrong, call it out.
And speak the facts.
Don't
guesstimate your opinion, any of that. When you're teaching something to someone, speak the facts.
Right. And that's the only way people will learn.
And it will squash the myths. Yep.
So, but yeah, that, I mean, you know,
Emmett Till is a prime example.
Yes.
If you don't know who Emmett Till is,
look up your Black history. Everything with us is Black history.
Yeah. Look it up. Do your research. You know, and just man.
Yeah.
Don't stop there.
It goes so much deeper than.
There have been several cases and instances where people have said something to accuse someone of, and years later they find out that it's not true.
It's not true. Long after the person is gone.
Long after the person is gone. Long mm-hmm. after they've done 20 years in prison.
Right.
You know, so, and you know, that kills that person's dreams
yeah.
of becoming whatever they want to be
yep.
in life.
Yep. Agreed.
And for you to go ahead and carry that lie on for 20 years or forever, how long? Doesn't that eat at your conscience?
It seems like it. Yeah, it does. It eats at a person's conscience, and for a person to accuse, you know. But you got to think back then, but even now, it's their word against ours.
Right, right. And the way we are portrayed. We as in African Americans, Blacks, the way we're portrayed is that we are the aggressors.
Yeah, I read a post yesterday, and it was saying Black Lives Matter, we're terrorists, Black Lives Matter, we're the problem. That's not even, I don't even want to get into that. I'm getting mad all over again. It was just because it's unfactual. It's not true. You know, Black Lives Matter wouldn't even be a movement if we were treated fairly.
Absolutely.
We're not treated fairly. So, you know, anyway, yeah, so.
This could go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's not even on that show today. I'm ready to change the subject.
But yeah, that's a different show.
Yeah.
In which we may pick this up some other time. We just might.
Yeah.
Just to run you guys down as far as, you know, the history of it is all, as far as that goes and the concerns and just, you know, how we have always been treated this way.
And right.
And the things that have been done, even when we decided to get out of it. And create for ourselves
mm-hmm. you know,
the things that have been done to stop that from happening.
Right, right, right. So on another note, there is a controversial song that Cardi B, baby, and Meg Thee Stallion, child, they whopping all over the place.
Mindless.
Worship and pray. What about the prosecutors for Breonna Taylor? They getting wet and gushy.
I like the song. I ain't gonna lie. I like the song.
I
think it's a hot song, to be honest. And you know,
Cluster Pearls.
And you know, you listen to the song, you know, for women and all that. I ain't got no problem with it at all because think about all the songs that have been done. That all the men have done, you know, regarding what's the word I'm looking for?
Sex.
Regarding sex.
I mean, of course, our generation, we've seen it. Two Live Crew.
Right.
They were censored.
Right. Well, you know, that's why they got the little censory thing on music.
Because of the Two Live Crew. Yes, Luther Campbell was nothing to play with. You know, get it.
Right. And Doodle Brown and Pop That P and
Chum.
You guys know how y'all was. When you was in
school. It's a good old homecoming dust to dawn, baby.
Get it.
Get it. Splat pack, scrub the ground.
I mean,
doo doo brown.
Y'all know it. Don't be afraid of the song, man. Y'all need to get up off of Cardi.
Get off Cardi and Meg. I mean, it is what it is, but it definitely got, the song did what it was supposed to. It got everybody's attention.
Right. It did. And rock the song, man. Roll your windows down.
And go back to the 90s for just a little bit. Our son said, go back to Freak Nick. Woo, child. Oh, I'm just glad there were no camera phones back then.
Y'all just have fun, man. Again, have fun.
Yeah.
You know, stay off them women, man. They ain't doing nothing to you.
They don't care one way or the other. Y'all ain't paying no bills.
Right. Man, it's a hot song. I'm glad it reached number one.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm happy for both of the ladies.
Yeah.
Meg, for real. I mean, like, her verses were hot. Like, she made the song. I ain't sliding Cardi, but Meg did that.
Absolutely.
She did that.
Go download it, go buy it.
That's not sponsored.
No, it's sponsored, but y'all will have support. Roll your money down, bump it in
your car. Yes.
For a little while and just, you know.
And just have at it. Just have at it. And speaking of music, Lil Wayne dropped an album, a mixtape. Tasha Cobbs dropped a mixtape. Mally Music. Tasha Cobbs didn't drop a mixtape. Tasha Cobbs dropped a live album called Intercession. Mally Music has an album. Lecrae has an album. Ledisi has a new album. Toni Braxton has actually dropped the same album under two different names. One Home All Alone and the other one is Spell My Name. Kim has an album. Tweet is back. Those of you that remember Tweet, she's back. Jasmine Sullivan, PJ Morton. And the list this weekend was one of those music weekends where you just listen to music all weekend long. Music from all genres, albums from so many of the favorites. Like I said, Lil Wayne, Tasha Cobbs, Mally Music, Lecrae, Toni Braxton, Ledisi, Kim, Tweet. Now, I was very surprised to see a song from Tweet.
Man, listen, The Locks dropped the album for all my New York up north.
Word? Yeah,
The Locks dropped the album. I'm
definitely Money, Power, Respect, which you didn't lie.
I'm definitely going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
I'm a big hip hop head too, so.
Yeah.
I'll definitely have to add that to my favorites and check that out.
And just go for it. I have missed music so bad. And y'all get ready for your Monica and Brandy battle on Monday night.
Is it Monday?
It's Monday, the 31st.
Yeah.
On Monday night. So Pharrell looked like he got a song out featuring Jay-Z called Entrepreneur. I hadn't heard that yet, but I'm gonna have to go check that out. Oh, music. I am loving this. I'm loving it. I miss music. I miss it so much. You know, everybody has that one song. They know where they were, what they were doing, who they were with when a song, one of their favorite songs dropped.
Yeah. Man, one of my favorite artists is Busta Rhymes. So when Busta dropped his album, man, I went and bought that thing so fast. And it just, I remember going to the store, buying it, and then going to my homeboy's house, and we just put it in, and we listened to the whole thing, and then got in the car, rode around, and listened to the whole thing all over again.
Lord have mercy.
Just woo-ha.
Yeah, Busta is definitely a legend. He's a legend. I don't know. We ain't even talking about Keys to Secrets to Successful Marriage. That's next week. We'll talk about that next week.
Well, actually, you know, we touched on it on the previous show a little bit.
We did.
You know, just have fun with one another, communicate with one another, talk things out, take a break if you feel like it's going to get to that point to where no one is listening. So just take a break.
Breathe.
Start all over again.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, just hit the reset button.
And
as Brown would say, press pause.
Press pause. Yes. Yeah. And if you feel angry, get your cool down period in first. Definitely. Something I had to learn is don't go accusing and screaming and yelling because it gets nothing accomplished. You definitely have to get your thoughts together before you approach your spouse or a significant other. Speaking of Brown, Madea.
Oh, yeah.
We watched Madea the other night.
If y'all haven't caught Madea's farewell
play
on online.
On BET Plus. It is worth getting BET Plus, that free trial.
Yeah, no sponsorship.
No sponsorships.
But yeah, man, y'all check that out. You'll highly enjoy it.
You will enjoy it. Tamela Mann, she sang. And the cast was awesome.
Don't be giving away the secrets,
man. I ain't saying what she sang. Everybody knows she sang. You have to go get that free trial of BET Plus if you have not, and watch all the Madea plays because they're all on there. Watch them all, and they're all hilarious. But this last one, I think, is Tyler Perry's best work.
Yeah.
As far as a play is concerned. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely amazing. Definitely amazing. But what else? That's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Y'all have fun. Be kind to one another.
Love one another.
Love one another.
Talk to one another.
Even in disagreements.
Just talk.
Still, you know, talk.
But don't go hot-headed and heavy.
Right.
Yeah. If you need a couple of days to get your thoughts together, just write your thoughts down. Put it in one of that notes apps on your phone and just keep it moving. But I want to give my husband a big shout out because he over here working behind the scenes, creating websites and whatnot.
Yeah.
Getting his grind on over here.
Yeah, I gotta finish that up and make sure that invoice gets finalized.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, other than that, man, yeah, just gotta doing some stuff in the back, you know, off camera, and just to stay ahead of the game. I'm trying to anyway.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, yeah, I'm sure you guys have other hustles that you guys, you know, pursue off camera. So, you know, again,
kudos to you guys.
Kudos to y'all.
Keep it pushing.
You know, stay positive. Try to anyway. If you need a break, take a break.
And just because no one's liking your social media post does not mean someone's not looking.
Right. Keep pushing out content if you're a content creator.
And keep being consistent.
Keep doing whatever you're doing. Make it happen.
That's right. Totally agree. Our prayers are with and for you guys, whatever your heart's desire. We pray that it lines up with God's will and that he'll do that thing for you. We trust and believe in our faith in God and that there is nothing that is too hard for him. Nothing at all.
Right.
What else?
I ain't got nothing else.
I'm gonna see if our son want to come say hello to everybody. Oh, y'all should have seen the eyeballs.
Hey, how's it going, y'all? I know my voice just squeaked just then, but hey, things happen. I got something to tell y'all too. I mean, y'all looking forward to doing something progressive, like that's going to benefit your life that you really want to do. One thing that I saw when I'm in the military, and when I was in training, AIT, I posted this picture on Snapchat, and Nike had an ad, and it was saying, it's only a crazy dream until you do it. Think about it. It may have went over some of y'all head, but hey, just sit back and just do it. That's Nike's logo. That's their motto. It's only a crazy dream until you do it. For the people that still don't understand, people will tell you your dreams. You tell people your dreams, right? Then people respond to you and be like, oh, that's never going to happen. Oh, you crazy for even thinking that. Think more of something that's on your level. You're thinking on your level. They're thinking that they don't think highly of you. First off, you shouldn't be around that person. If they don't have high hopes for you or high dreams or high expectations, there's no need of being around them. That's bringing you down. That's the devil working on you. Surround your people with success. Surround yourself with people that have success. That's the only way you will progress. That's all I'm gonna say. And y'all stay blessed and enjoy life.
Hey, it's only a dream until you do it.
That's it. And just do it.
And just do it.
Just do it.
It's, with that being said,
I guess that's all we got.
That's all we got.
That's all we got. Shout out to sponsors, Diamonds Fit Apparel, waist trainers, workout gear, leggings. She had something for men also. To my brother Travis with Native Links. If you have not followed him on social media, either one of them on social media, go to Native Links on Instagram and Diamonds with an S Fit Official on Instagram, and follow both of them and let them know that you heard it here on the podcast. What else? Happy birthday, Jay, again.
Happy birthday to anyone else that's out there celebrating.
Had a birthday in August. Happy birthday to you.
Happy anniversary to you.
Those of you who have lost loved ones, you're definitely in our thoughts and prayers. As well as the kids going back to school. They're talking about opening schools.
We're going to get on out of here.
Switch to virtual if you have the choice. If you don't have a choice, matter of fact, walk up to the school and let them know.
I'm homeschooling.
I'm not taking my kids to this. No, because for one, never mind. I'm sorry. I can't take that. No, some people aren't ready for that. And we're going to say that for another time.
Well, all right then. I guess that's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Can We Talk Podcast? We'll talk to you guys next week. We are slowly becoming available on all of your favorite platforms. Just this morning, we got a notification that we are on Google Podcasts. We are on Podbreaker. We are waiting on, we are on Spotify. Sweet. We are on Spotify. We also are waiting on Pandora, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. It's coming. It just takes the process. It's just a little longer. So we will be available on all of your favorite platforms. If you have not listened to the Ladies Lair, I urge you to listen there also. It is already readily available on Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I'm waiting on iHeartRadio and all those other outlets. If you have a message for us, click the link where you see this podcast and there is a messages section. We love to hear from you guys. And who knows, it may even end up on a future podcast.
You never know. Hit us up on social media, Twitter, Instagram, CWT Podcast 2020 on Twitter. And it's the same on Instagram.
It's Can We Talk Podcast 2020 on Instagram.
Yeah. Can We Talk Podcast 2020 on Instagram?
On Instagram.
And on Twitter is CWT Podcast 2020.
Yes, we love to hear from you guys. I know on our anniversary, I was the one tweeting. It wasn't Seneca. I think I kind of shocked him.
She was doing it, so I let her have it. You know, sometimes you gotta switch roles and do something that's different. You know, so it was fine with me.
Yeah.
But anyway, you guys have a blessed one.
Wait a minute. I got to shout out Glenn and her podcast. They definitely support us as well. I don't think you know about this one. Ho to Husband Podcast. Ho, H-O-E, to Husband Podcast. They're supporting us as well. I've been looking at their Instagram page. It is hilarious. They do a lot of hip-hop throwback songs on their... you got to check them out. Ho to Husband Podcast. You fellas are hilarious. The Trapologist, those ladies, they have a podcast, His Thoughts, Her Heart, another couple's podcast, Gabe and Babe, Let's Make Out Podcast, and Mr. and Mrs. Kev on Stage, The Love Hour. We love them as well. Thank y'all for listening in with the three of us. With Seneca, myself, and our son. And I think that's all we got, babe.
That's it.
All right. We love y'all. Talk to y'all next week. We out.